when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
You can keep clapping, keep clapping.
Bounce-em, bounce-em, bounce-em.
Oh, keep standing, don't sit down.
Oh, man, tina sit down, na suna bounce-em kese pa.
But keep clapping.
Koswana bounce-em.
You know, I can't hear well.
Mente onsem bonu eye.
You can add a shout.
Na ye dede ekaho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here this morning?
When you address an operator,
I think it's a good place to be.
Jesus said, "Be a papa, obey to me, Abba."
And this morning's a special Sunday service.
Na ene an operator, you kwesi adasun kukra.
That we say, "Come and see."
Aya tunidi nse bra na beshe.
And the reason why we say come and see is because there are many things you don't know.
And it's a neighbor baby.
Look at your neighbor. Tell him there's one word to describe you.
Like I chen say, as him four back up and I met media chess and
you are too known.
So we are too known. We are minim.
No, look at, because you see, many people.
They
think they know things.
But you
don't know much.
Ask anybody,
what are your grades you are getting in school?
Mr. Unu, Asamra, Oko School, SHS, JHS, Ugrace, Netizen.
There are some people who... No, listen. There are some people who, when they get their report, they fold it.
So do ha oje or report obo boy ni maybe ade adampo
into the back pocket
na dey sell obotum
as if it hasn't come
and I beside as a resource require my
because they cannot say what is in it.
He said the woman no ese wani nko ah,
but thank God that there are occasions like this.
He said the nanko pass say na mbre bit say say
where you will come to a place
wa bra e bet papa be bia bi say
to learn something new.
I be sure be before for cra.
And today is that day. Put your hands
together.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for every opportunity, every chance we have to worship you. Thank you for every occasion when we gather like this in your house for you to speak to us. And today is a special day. Thank you for everyone invited who came. It's a blessing. Thank you for those who have come from school, from home, from town, from work. May these few minutes that we spend here be significant. May they cause our lives, our days to be changed, to become special. And bless us, every one of us here, in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together.
God bless you.
You may be seated.
I feel bit me at nasi.
Wow. This morning, I want us to turn to the book of John. There's a very well-known story here about Jesus
Kasafa Yesu Christo
and a woman.
Ene e o baby.
Some of you who are here, every time we mention a man and a woman, your mind will pass somewhere. True or not true?
It's true.
No, some of you are as if you don't know what I'm saying. Tap your neighbor. Are you the one? No. You didn't tap your neighbor.
Tap your neighbor.
Are you the one?
Na bisa ni say oh wasem ne kana na.
Who every girl who pass your way?
So there, this is obebi entwem wonim.
You try something.
Say obeso bibi ahye. Hey.
You try something.
Obeso bibi ahye.
Jesus met a woman.
Yes, Asia Sam mami.
You see, in this story, Jesus was going to Galilee.
Tisa in same way, Simna Yesu or called Galilee.
And he had to pass through Samaria.
Now if Yakoba said Obefa Samaria.
And he came to a well.
And Oba a Suburebihu.
John 4:6.
Eh Yohani, iti and nine yimun siano.
It says, and the well was there.
Osnana Ebruano Eoho.
But Jesus was tired.
And now Yesu a bread.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us have the mind that Jesus was a superman. I mean, he was able to do strange things. And that is why he is who he is. But as for we are not supermen. We are ordinary people. That is why it's hard for us to follow Jesus. And there are some of us who are here this morning. You have not tried. You have not tried to follow Jesus. Even to be a Christian and to try to do good, you have not tried. You have just declared yourself, I'm a normal human being. So this thing, dear, it won't work for me. But I want you to know that Jesus was a normal man. Bible says he was tempted in every way. Whatever trouble you have, Jesus has had the same thing. And so he was also tired. Are you here this morning? He was tired. He was hungry. And he slept. He was a man like us. And verse 7 says, there comes a woman from Samaria to draw water. And Jesus asked her, give me to drink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give me to drink. And the woman said to him, verse 9, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which I'm a woman of Samaria?
Na oba ni ebe si Yesu se na eba ni sen na wo Yesu a wo ye Yudani u bisa me Samaria ni se me ma wonsio nom.
For the Samaritans, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
As if we say Yuda for ni Samaria for the any track can be a.
You know, there are some two people who don't agree.
And pain pi won say nipa akoku a horo me nu bia and pain pi omun tai nya adwen kro bi bia.
I mean, some football clubs, you don't mind if some other team wins.
Until I say football, teams ni biwa, your money in shakra.
But if this team win, like you have lost.
And Tima Otano, Odin Cras on Wedding Kugu.
I've stopped following football.
So Penisi Body, we're Giant Ready.
When I was following football, I was supporting Hearts.
Ah, so Penisi Mrana or Pebbles, no Dihasechi.
Do you know my prayer topic? Let Kotoko lose. If Hearts lose, it's bad. If Kotoko also lose, I'm encouraged. If other teams win, I don't care. I mean, they don't matter in my world. There are only two teams, Hearts and Kotoko. And Hearts must win, Kotoko must lose, that's all. That's how it is. Amen?
Amen.
You see, the Jews and the Samaritans, they don't get on.
And
they were almost enemies. And so when Jesus reached out to the Samaritan woman and asked her for water, she was surprised. I mean, she was surprised. There are some people, if you are the last person holding water and I'm thirsty, I won't drink.
True or not
true? It's
true.
Hey, you mind me?
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
You rather walk than sit in your car because of the jealousy and the envy.
Yeah.
So she asked Jesus, "Why? How can you ask me for water?"
To be sad, you say, "Ban is saying I will be beside you."
And Jesus said to her, "If only you knew the gift that God has for you."
Now, yes, you ever seen it said, "Now, oh, be saying, 'Can we name a achadi
and yakupo wadi mawa?'" And who you are speaking to?
Any pursue our one in a casa.
This morning,
and then I pay.
Your message is here in this scripture.
I said, "Oh, awesome! It was addressing we.
If only you knew."
The
gift that God has for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you knew, how many would like a gift? Father, those whose hands are down, they will never get gift again.
In Jesus' name.
But they don't like gift.
Okay,
how many like gifts?
Okay.
Oh, I see now. Oh, Father, those whose hands are up, surprise them with a gift.
Amen.
Let something come from heaven.
Amen.
Somebody, you are looking for something.
May
it come to you. I said, may it come to you. But this morning, expect that gift. Not from any man, but from God. Do you understand? Tell your neighbor, "I'm looking for a gift." But not from man. Not from man. It's from God. That is the whole reason why we are here in a church building. Because of God. And Jesus said, if only you knew the gift that God has for you. And if you knew who you are talking to, you would ask, rather ask me for living water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said to the woman, if you knew, you would. I'm asking you for water.
But
if you knew what God was trying to do, you would rather say, please, you give me water. You see, this morning, I have invited you. And we have gathered here this
morning.
But if you knew why we are here,
yes,
you will ask me, why did I take so long to invite you? You will say, hey, this thing is here.
And you will say, ah, I say, when
and you didn't tell me.
And I won't cancel me that day.
But we don't know.
So you name.
Tell me about it. That's why we are here.
Kache, unia say, nunti na yewa.
If you had known,
say, unima,
you would rather ask me for something.
Nkawo momo be bisa bibia hwe.
And the woman said, sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket.
Na oba ne be say Jesus say, ora, unia homampo ana say bokiti a odi betu nsui.
I mean, how many have gone to a well before?
To do say na makọ ebura ho pen.
Yeah.
Na mafo mo nkọ ebura ho.
And then you draw the water out of the well. Those who don't have well have used borehole. Get the water out. And the woman said, but Jesus, you have come to the well. And you don't have a bucket. And you don't have a rope. So how can you give me water? I mean, it's like we have come here.
Just say, hey.
How many are hungry?
Do you want to come with you? Hey.
Hey. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But if Jesus was here,
can you see what?
And ask how many are hungry?
No, beside the person said, do you want to come with you?
Raise your hand. He will say, only you. Because he has the power to feed everybody. And she will ask him, I can't see anything. And Jesus said, and she asked, are you greater than Jacob? Who gave us this well? Are you here this morning? Listen now. Jesus said, anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. Anybody who drinks water in the morning, by afternoon you are thirsty again. True or not true? And by evening you are thirsty again. And you see, even according to the people who know these things, you are supposed to drink water. Because once alone is not enough. There is nothing on this earth that you do once. Everything on this earth that you do, you have to do it again. And again and again. And the woman comes to the well every day to draw the water. And Jesus said, if you believe, if you believe who I am that I'm talking to you, after I give you water, you will never be thirsty again.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
This is very strange. It's very unusual. Because there's nothing that you do once that you don't do again. Everything you do, you do over and over. Do you know why? Because on this earth, nothing will satisfy you. One day, a certain man went to a restaurant. And they said, you know, like a buffet.
Buffet.
Where you pay. You pay one. Then you eat all you can eat. How many like this one?
Nice pa.
You pay once.
Do tiaba kope.
So this guy went there.
Nti akwai ko buffet yi bi.
To the buffet. Then he paid.
Na otia.
And they said, sit down.
No mo se tenase.
Serve yourself.
No se wa kwote di obetumadi.
He went and sat down. served himself. Big plates. Filled the plates. Ate it.
No, but no dear.
Then he sat down small.
No, tenasikakra.
Got up again.
Oh, sorry.
Went second round.
No, sir, call second round.
Filled the plates.
No, sir, born him.
Ate it.
No, said dear.
Sat down small.
No, sir, tenasibio.
Got up again.
No, sir, sorry.
Got up again.
No, sir, sorry.
Then he went to the table.
No, sir, call prunu
and served himself.
No, sir, tibio.
Are you here this morning?
Oh, I no pay.
Fill the plates.
No, sir, born him maybe.
Came and sat down.
No, sir, betinasi.
Ate it.
No, said dear.
Hey. Then you got up again.
No, sir, sorry, Bill.
When you got up again,
no, sorry, Bill.
There was a man standing at the table.
Obitina Prono.
Listen, very serious story.
Somebody, I can't say any good.
There was a man standing at the table.
Obitina Prono.
When the guy was coming,
Chakwarebara.
The fourth time,
a toss
with his plate.
Or did the chance anybody?
The guy started, watch it. The man had said, hey, what is this?
And Obisa said, I dare.
How much can a man eat?
Did one send a bit to me?
Aren't you satisfied?
Oh, me.
And the man said, I will eat.
I will eat. Message
I will eat.
Message
I have paid. I will eat.
Message.
And they were surprised. Because we think that people can't eat very much. And they are very soon satisfied.
And so Mudika Krebi, pardon, mommy.
And then they go away. But this guy was showing that I'm not satisfied.
So no person chester on me cry.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not satisfied.
On me cry.
Some of us, if you were there, you put on weight in one night. In one night. Jesus said, anyone who drinks this water will become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give, that is why we are here this morning. To see what it is that Jesus has for us. As we are here this morning, everybody is looking for something. Everybody has a desire in him. Some for money, some for things, some for future, some want to travel. Everybody has something they want. Just to prove it. Ask
anybody,
you, what do you want? Ask him. What do you want? Oh, please tap anybody and ask him.
What do you want?
Everybody wants something.
You'll
be amazed. Somebody wants to marry a wife. Somebody wants to buy a car. Build a house. Travel. I want a child. I want to pass my exams. Everybody has something they want. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, when you find what I have for you,
Jesus said,
what it is that you are looking for, you'll be satisfied. You'll be satisfied. This morning, somebody will be satisfied.
Amen.
Somebody will leave here satisfied. Somebody, as you are leaving this place, your heart will be okay. There'll be peace in your mind. All your worry will disappear. Because Jesus has come into your life.
You say, Yesu, Abba,
And he told her. Go and bring your husband. And she said, I have no husband. Which is true. Because some of you ask you, do you have money? You say, I have no money. But you have money in your house. You have money on your wallet. Only here. You have no money. Or no money in your pocket.
And I say, being show bottom.
But it's in your socks.
And so I show socks in.
True or not true?
It's true.
You can say these roundabout stories. I don't have money, but you have money somewhere.
Because in this house, can baby.
She said, I have no husband.
Jesus
said, you are right.
Now, yes, so what can you?
You don't have a husband. Because you have had five husbands.
Hey!
I have not seen some before. Five husbands. And you have number six. That is with you in your house. Only he has not done any engagement. He has done nothing. That's why you don't count him. If you count all those people that are number 10.
So okay,
all the people you have been walking around with in and out.
So omo ben na omo ba na omo ko.
The woman said, you know something.
And now oba ibeka se, owura, wudin bibi.
You know something.
Wudin bibi.
Yeah. You are a prophet.
You defo. Hey.
How many have gone to a prophet before?
Nipa do se na wa ha ko defo hopen.
Nipa, they don't raise their hands though. Don't mind them. Many more. And she said, you are a prophet. Listen. The woman said, I know that you are a prophet. You know something. I mean, you have some revelation, some understanding.
When you're
But she said, I know that Messiah is coming.
Now, Oba ne kai se minim se Messiah no Oba.
The one who is called Christ.
Ne friend of Christo no.
And when he comes,
as a sa Christo Oba,
he will explain everything to us.
Oba chere ne memu ni na chere.
She said, "I know that one day the world will end."
Oba ne kai se minim se mrebi be wiase be ba wiye.
I know that one day there will be judgment.
O se minim se atemwo da bi eba.
I know that one day God will send somebody to the earth.
O se minim se da bi ba na me be sobo bi amana ba asase
so. I don't know who it is.
Minim nipa ko de.
But I know that one day something will happen.
O se minim se da bi ba bi besi.
All of us who are here this morning.
Yem ye ne wa se na no pay.
Even those who don't go to church.
Po omo omo nko asori no.
They know.
Omo nim.
That one day.
Se da bi ba.
I said one day.
Da bi ba.
Something will happen.
Bi besi.
It's called today be today.
A friend, a nay, a ne.
One day,
a dabiba,
something will happen.
The BBC.
And one day,
now, a das,
somebody will come.
Be superba.
Who is called Messiah.
I, a friend, he said Messiah.
And then Jesus said, I am the Messiah.
Now, yes, but says, me mini Messiah. No. Wow.
I am the Messiah.
Me mini Messiah. No.
That what you don't know.
Said the wound, you know.
I am he.
Me, any sign, pano. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am Messiah.
Me mini Messiah. No.
The woman left her water jar
and
ran to the village.
No, dimrika tente eko ne kurasi o.
Tell the people.
No, kwa kache kromai muni na.
I have seen a man.
Se mehu obemebi.
Come and see.
Mumra na mumeshe.
You haven't seen him.
Mudi muni unhu no.
Where you are, he has not come there yet.
Mebi amomo ano onyama ho.
But where I am,
mebi amimi wani di.
He is here.
Owa.
Come and see.
Se mumra meshe.
That's why we are doing come and see.
Nti ne ye di jumedi atu di se come and see.
That's what we are doing coming. Because some of us don't know what's happening. You don't know what's going on. But it is come and see what it is. Come and see a man who told me everything. Maybe it could be the
Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the people came.
And then so
verse 39. Many Samaritans in the village believed. Those who came. I mean, you don't know how happy I am that you have come. Because many more have not come. Which we can't help. But you have come. And she said, and Jesus said, it is so good that you have come. Many Samaritans from the village believed. And when they came out to see him, they begged him to stay in the village. So he stayed for 2 days. Long enough for many more to hear his message.
And
hallelujah.
Amen.
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 This morning, I'm so glad you came. Because I want you to meet Jesus. I met him many years ago.
So penichemo
I was a student also. and I met him on campus.
Na ushia Yesu e o campus.
And when I met him,
osinemra ushia no no.
My life changed.
Na brabo esisan.
But I had a friend.
That's not your uncle bi.
I won't tell you his name.
Me nka ni din cho.
But he didn't go with me for that meeting.
Ono de san shemu no anko bi.
So when I came back,
ti so for ko shemu ni
bae. And I said I've changed.
No ka chance me ni amasisa.
He said, "Hey Patrick."
To say, "Hey,
are you sure?"
Ojidi.
Are you sure?
Ojidi.
That's how it is.
Sanity.
Some change.
Ibi sisa.
And some don't change.
Ibi so nsisa.
But this morning,
so now no pay
I want us to consider something.
There
are two kinds of people
in
this room. Number one is those who have met Jesus. Those who have met Jesus personally.
Me, I've
not seen Jesus.
So but
many around me have seen him.
One day.
Many years ago,
when
my son was very young,
about
2 or 3, I used to pray in my room, in my house every morning.
Then,
you know how it is. One day I skipped.
Then
I came back. Then I skipped again.
No, I saw fun and you
then I came back.
Oh, sabai.
Then I came back.
Oh, sabai.
Then I skipped.
Yeah, I fun and you
then I skip.
I fun and you
then I skip.
I fun and you
how many understand what I'm talking about?
My, bro, what
you know my trouble.
So now quiet time, let
those who come to church.
Mom, oba, sorry,
don't come.
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 Tum.
Come.
Tum.
Don't come.
Memma.
Don't come.
Memma.
Don't come.
Memma.
Come.
Roba.
Don't come. Come.
Sa.
Don't come. Don't come. Don't come.
I said doom solo.
Stop. Stop.
I feel
so I come, don't come, come. Then and then I stopped.
See, may I was after where
I stopped.
Where
then for many months.
After I was me baby.
I stopped praying in the morning.
Or mom pay no pay you.
But one day.
I said that's dark ruby.
One day.
I said dark ruby.
Something touched my heart.
Baby can I come?
That you used to pray.
So ah, can you now bump pay no pay?
Every morning at 6 in the morning, you used to wake up and pray.
And no pay be no insi. I now sorry bump pay.
But you have stopped.
And so I said where jai.
The one that said no.
And I all catch him and said
I'm starting again.
They say be sha sebi.
I'm starting again.
They say be sha sebi.
So I woke up that morning.
Since I don't pay no sorry.
And my house was a story building.
And I feel Mr. Abrosan.
So I came downstairs. And when I came downstairs to my living room,
Oba from Ba Asasono.
And I began to pray.
No sha sese obom pae.
Shambandada kasaya.
Boka safufro ibi.
Rabonde de kataya.
Boton sibigum.
My feelings had come.
Afenas na tinkanaba.
And I was having a very good time praying.
Afenas empire na obon imu
I was just walking up and down praying in my hall.
Obom pae e koba e wan asasono.
Then I heard daddy.
And I ote daddy.
Hey.
Hey.
Those who are born, they understand.
Mama won mo beti ase.
My son has woken up.
He said the banana sorry.
I said oh no.
He said cry.
Then he was standing at the steps.
Na kwani jina.
He was calling me daddy.
Na ujina so na ofre daddy.
So I said come.
Na sofa kachan se bra.
I went to collect him.
Ti okofa abofra no.
And I put him on my chest, I was carrying him.
No, I didn't burn the book.
So I was looking here. And he was looking back.
No, but Francis shares off which.
So I was holding him.
To open the book,
then I was praying.
No, then I bump pie.
Shandada bakataya,
bumpy,
bandada bakiri,
bumpy.
I was praying.
Or bumpy.
So as I was walking,
so,
I was looking.
Not
he was looking.
Then
when I turned one, then he was about 2 years old.
Or
3 years old. Then he said, he is sitting.
Hey.
He is sitting.
I
was praying.
I saw for the
he said he is sitting. Then I stopped.
No,
I said, hey.
I said,
who is sitting?
Why in the
who is sitting?
Why in the
and see, when I turned,
so I'm
facing the wall. So he's facing the sofa. Then when I'm facing the sofa, he's facing the wall. So I'm facing the sofa. I'm praying. Then I turned. I'm facing the wall. He's facing the sofa.
As
I was going, then he said, he is sitting.
Now
I stopped.
I said,
hey. Then when I looked, I didn't see anybody. So I stood in the room. Then he said, he is going. Then his eye was going like this. Then he said, he is gone. Then he put his head down and slept.
Or die. Wow.
Hey.
Hey.
Hmm. So, listen.
See,
I was thinking.
That's what
I
was thinking.
Children at that age, they don't tell lies. So he's saying what he saw. So I was thinking. Who did he see? Was it a devil? I said no. There's no devil in my house. Was it an angel? I said, it's possible. But an angel won't be sitting. And an angel won't also go like that. They will stay with us. So I was thinking, who did he see? And I said, did he see Jesus? Did he see Jesus? And as I was thinking, did he see Jesus?
So Jesus.
Then whether I heard a voice in my ear or in my head, I don't know.
And
then I heard a voice. I said I'll be here 6 a.m. every morning. And I don't change. Then I knew that it was Jesus. Was Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, you see, I followed Jesus for many years. Some ask, is he real? Is there a Jesus? Is he real? Because I have seen this world, many troubles in the world.
If you say, we are seeing the how on the pray.
And I've prayed before. And nothing happened.
Ah, she ends.
Is Jesus real? This morning.
And now no pain.
There are two kinds of people in this room. One kind. Those who know Jesus. Like myself. And
if
some who are here.
And
those who have walked with him. For many, many years. Those who have served Jesus in difficult times, in good times, through all kinds of situations, and there are those who don't know him.
Wow.
There are those who don't know him. Those who are asking questions. Amen.
Amen.
Number two. There are those who know Jesus.
Oma, omu nim Yesu.
And there are those who don't know him.
Ena, omu so so, omu nim Yesu.
But like the woman of the people of the town,
I say, kofran omu okrumu hono.
They meet somebody
omu shia obi
who knows Jesus.
Ah, onim Yesu.
They don't know him.
Omu di omu nim Yesu.
They don't know him.
Omu nim Yesu.
They may have heard about him.
Ebi anoma tene ho asem.
Somebody like him.
Anaso obi a otise ono.
But they don't know him. But God will so bless them that they will meet somebody who knows him. Are you here this morning? They'll meet somebody who knows him. And in that interaction, they will get to know him. And they will meet him for the first time. That there is a man, the Messiah, who is Jesus? This morning, those who don't know Jesus, I am happy for you to meet somebody who knows him. Amen.
Amen.
Who has worked with him many, many years. And who has seen him and is clear that Jesus is alive. And he's here to save us.
So
he's the Messiah to save us from all our troubles and all our sicknesses. Amen.
Amen.
That's why he has come. And that's why I've called you.
To gather
here this morning. That we will meet Jesus.
Wow.
Come and see. Come and see what? Come and see the Messiah. Come and meet the
Messiah.
How do I know? Because you have met somebody who knows, who has met and been with him for many, many years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this morning, I want to tell you three things that will happen to you if you will believe my word. I want to tell you three things. Number one, if you come to meet Jesus and accept him, he will give you peace.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
He will give you peace. John 16 and 33. Jesus said, I have told you this.
Jesus said, "Makawe ni nachemu,
so that you may have peace in me."
Se beya mimi mu ubenya sumbi.
Listen to this. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. How many have seen trouble before? How many are facing troubles somewhere in your life? That's what this world gives us. Every student, one day you meet a trouble called exams. Ready or not, exams come.
And so here, baba.
That's how the world is.
Sunny, we are sitting here.
Trouble comes.
How ba?
It doesn't come one.
It comes.
It keeps coming.
Kosoaba.
And Jesus said, in this world,
yes, we see. We are seeing.
You will have troubles.
Obenya how?
But I have come to overcome the world.
Osinemu mesumaba. Sma baby diwi asi eso.
I have come to overcome the world.
Yes, maba, se me diwi asi eso.
This morning, I can tell you one thing.
No pebeti ba kembi ba kunatro.
When Jesus comes into your life,
se yes ba abra buma.
You will have peace.
Ubenya asumbi.
I said you will have peace.
Ubenya asumbi.
I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
Troubles are around us all the time.
How dear? E try ehun ehia.
You know, my church members, they are traveling to America every day. Just recently, somebody called me. This morning, somebody called me. Today's the last Sunday. After Sunday, he's traveling. Somebody,
hey,
where are they going? Because somewhere is hard. They want somewhere to go and enjoy small. How many will travel if you get to America?
Sorry, Nasa.
How many you won't go at all? You want to stay in Ghana?
You stay.
This is our home. Ghana is our homeland.
Unya America onko. Obetina Ghana here apeja.
Can I see your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4. Plus me, 5. Hey, all you girls are going.
Even pastors are going. Even
pastors are going. Yeah. Rosemary. I thought you would stay with me. Yeah. Only me and Joy will stay. But if your husband goes, you leave me and go. Amen.
Amen.
No, Jesus said, I bring you peace.
Yes, me dear Sumje and a bro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many don't have peace. I mean, I have learned one thing. Don't believe smiling faces. Many are smiling. But deep down, they are disturbed. Is it not true?
It's true.
Many are walking as if everything is okay. But they have a lot of issues in their heads. And it's real. But Jesus said, I have come. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you peace. You are looking for peace. I tell you, the peace you are looking for, it is in Jesus. You have not found it yet. Because it is not to be found. Even those who have money, they have more troubles. Because the money is finishing with dollars going up, cities going down.
Dollar cost receipt from next canessa.
This morning, Jesus said,
I
bring you peace.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And number two, he said, I bring you prosperity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I bring you prosperity.
Psalm
35. And verse 27. Let them shout for joy. And be glad that favor my righteousness. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God is happy with the prosperity of his servants. God's aim is to bless all of us. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
God's aim is that you will, that's why you have the Beatitudes. Where it's about blessing that come to his followers. Blessings on his followers. What is a blessing? When something good happens to you, men say you are blessed. If somebody comes,
so Biba
says, oh, I've been dashed their phone.
Okay, so Biba check my phone.
What do you tell him?
Then I beka.
You are blessed.
I insure.
Somebody comes.
So Biba,
I went to the exam.
So me control so she.
I was hot.
Na me maswa eshi.
I hadn't learnt.
Na me insure adi.
When the results came,
and so I nebaya.
I have A plus.
Na me na A plus.
What do you say?
Then I beka.
You are blessed.
Why insure?
I mean, somebody is trying to go to town.
We pursue a cloakroom.
And it's raining.
And
he's standing at the junction.
Then
the car will come and stop. And ask him, young man, where are you going? I'm going to Amako. Sit down, I'll take you. And it's a black Mercedes Benz.
A Mercedes black.
What will you say?
I'm
blessed.
Why insure?
I'm blessed.
Why insure?
Or you are going to Accra.
And that's all conquering.
You don't have money.
Uniska.
And your friend says, oh, I will drive you.
No, be so, me do be call.
I'm also going to Accra right now.
Call Accra, Sabri, yeah.
In my car.
Oh, me, I came.
Black Range Rover.
A Range Rover. Tum,
how many will say I won't go?
Do not send a back as a minko. Hey.
How many will say I'll go?
Do not send soon a back call.
And what will you say? What a blessing. What a blessing. A blessing is not words just spoken to you, it is a condition of having everything working to your benefits. This morning, I came to tell somebody, when Jesus enters your life, you will be blessed. I said, you will be blessed. When Jesus comes into your life, you'll be so blessed. Things will begin to work amazingly to your benefits. And number three, you will have eternal life. Hallelujah. You will have eternal life. Hebrews 9:27. It says, it is appointed unto a man once to die, and after that judgment.
Amen.
Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm sorry to tell you.
Catch your name. Say, Minia, how
catch
your
say. Tap your neighbor.
Fansa count your two chain.
Tap your neighbor.
Fansa count your two chain.
And tell him,
catch any say.
I'm sorry to tell you. But one day,
say, Debbie Ba.
One day,
Debbie Ba,
you will die.
Be, hey.
Say, you may die before me.
Actually, say, be a wager.
Or I may die before you.
Hey.
But I hope you die before me, Mo. But whatever be the case,
send your city, Biano.
As for die, you will die.
It won't need you, be a be.
Bible says, after this is judgment.
I trust them, say, it won't let you know. Atemu.
What is judgment?
Atemu any day.
Where your work, what you have done, we look at it and pass or fail you.
Atemu any say yeshe unyuma waye.
We look at what you have done in your life. And if it is good, we will pass you. And if it is bad, you will fail. Isn't that how it is? Isn't that how it is? Every exam you write, either you pass or you fail. And it's all the bad people who will fail. When they come to their judgments, they should fail. And it's right.
It is also.
Should armed robbers be let free?
Armed
robbers, should they go free? Huh? What about rapists? Should they go free? They should be punished. Amen.
Amen.
They should be punished. All those evil people should be punished. And so judgment is right. Because people have done bad and should not go free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when judgment starts, where does it end? Because how many here have told lies before? Should liars be judged? Should liars be judged? Hey, how many are liars? You have lied before, not once. About 100 or 200 times. Even more. Should liars be judged? How many have stolen before? You have stolen before. Those who hands are down, they are the liars. Because they are adding lying to their stealing.
So wow, who didn't draw a book?
How many have fornicated before?
Hey! Don't send a boy Jamai on Peja Monsa.
You see, their hands are finishing. Many, many people have done some before. Amen. How many have watched pornography before?
Hey, Moshe, Ayan, Crawford, Sinibi.
You see, people are not sure that how to raise their hand. When judgment starts,
say, Atemu Esha, say,
where should it end? Because all of us, we are guilty.
If Sienina, a defo.
Is there one person here who can stand up and say, Pastor, I've not done bad before. Let that person stand. Let that person stand. Let that person stand. Tell neighbor, stand for us. Stand on us, at least somebody. Eh? No, nobody. Nobody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Jesus came. So that's why Jesus came. Because none of us. None of us is correct. And that's why we have Romans chapter 8. There will be a judgment, but there will be no condemnation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There will be judgment, but you will not be condemned. Even though you deserve to be condemned, you will not be condemned. Some few years ago, some students were cheating for an exam. They were copying in the exam for a project. They copied the project and presented it.
As a project work, and
they were caught. And they were called to come to meet the panel. One of them was a church member. As she was going, I told her, when you go, confess. Confess. Say, I cheated. Say, I copied somebody's project. I copied. And I'm sorry.
I am from so.
So she went. There were three of them who were caught like that. Four of them, she and three others.
Okay, or no, any Nipa me
so they called them. When they called the first man,
I'm afraid you're the kind.
He was arguing. That is only similar, not the same. But it's copy. They called the second man.
Second person also.
He was arguing. They called the third person. He was arguing. When they called this girl,
the friend, mommy, I cry, or
into the panel,
they didn't buy, you know.
She said, "Hey,
what's the media?
I'm sorry.
My own from so.
I copied.
Miriam.
I cheated.
Miriam.
I was hot.
I'm a swanish.
And I'm sorry.
To me, pamochao, mu fanche me.
And they ask her, "You are confessing?
No, mu catch her and say, 'What do I can't cry?'"
She said, "My pastor said I should come and confess."
Oh, say me suffer, say me bad. Me can't cry, bia.
My pastor said, "When I come, I should confess."
So, for me, bar, me can't
so I've come to confess.
My bar, my
that is true.
Say no credit.
And she said, "The panel told her."
So what I'm paying for the and say,
"You copied."
Uyem.
But because you have confessed,
and so what kind of credit, you know?
You're copying.
They all
we'll give you a pass.
They be pass you. Wow.
We'll pass you.
Be pass
you. So you can go.
To be to Marco.
But the other three,
and some of my Canadian,
they were referred.
I
had to spend one more year. What am I saying? The girl was guilty just like the other three guys. But because of something, when she was judged, she was not condemned. She was guilty as charged, but not condemned.
And so you answer.
When Jesus comes to you,
say, yes,
you may be guilty as charged.
Born in the
but on the day of your judgment,
and so at that,
you will not be condemned.
I
said, you will not be condemned. Don't say you are bad, eh?
Because
you have lied, eh?
What
you have trying. Stolen, eh?
What
you have done all the bad things.
Why born in
but Jesus is on your side.
And so yes,
because of Jesus,
and I'm yes,
take your bag and go home.
Our bag,
may you enter heaven like that.
Amen.
May you enter heaven like that.
Amen.
As Jesus comes into your life, you may be judged. But with the judgments, you will not be condemned. And that is why I'm so happy we have today. Come and see. Because after today, many of us, I pray all of us, I pray every single person here, but I believe many of us, after today, when you accept Jesus into your
hearts,
who said, "I am the Messiah"? I am the savior of the world. Those who drink the water I bring, they will be satisfied. They will never thirst again. Those who come to Jesus, no matter what this world will give you, you will find peace. And you will find blessings. And you will be satisfied. Rich or poor.
So yes, can you hear me?
Big money, little money.
So usika dos, usika
whatever
so.
It is, you'll be satisfied. You'll be satisfied. God will bless you. That is why you came this morning, this afternoon, to meet the Jesus who will give you peace and blessings and eternal life. And your life will never be the same again. Put your hands together for you. Shall we stand to our feet?
Yes, sir, Jane, sir.
I want us to pray. But I want everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes. What I said earlier was true. One day you'll die. And listen to this. When you die, you die alone. When it comes to God, we deal alone. And so close your eyes this morning and bow your head. Don't listen to anybody. Don't mind anybody. You are sitting by your friend. But leave him alone to face his God. And you, for the next 5 minutes, it is you and your God. It is you and your God. And this morning, this afternoon, you are here. You know, deep in your heart, that you are not sure where you will go when you die. As for die, one day you will die. As for this earth, one day you will leave this earth. But when you leave this earth, where are you going? Some are going to heaven to be with Jesus. Some are going to hell to be in the fire where you suffer for the rest of eternity. You suffer. Fire is burning that doesn't die. And you won't die again. Because you have already died. And you will be in the fire for eternity. Some are going there. Some are going to heaven. But there are some who don't know where they are going. There are some who are standing there. They say, hey, I don't know where I'm going. Let me tell you something. If you don't know that you are going to heaven,
heaven,
then you are not going to heaven.
Yes, I won't go heaven. No, no.
That means you are going to hell.
So
if you are not sure
so what do you
where you are going,
baby,
today is your chance to be sure about that decision.
So obesi wa dream pi.
Because that is the only way to get to heaven.
It's the only way to get through heaven.
Through Jesus.
Yes,
and this afternoon,
and every,
every head bowed, every eye closed,
now,
you are here.
Oh,
you are not sure. You are not sure where you are going. But you want to go to heaven. But you are not sure. Do me a favor. Lift your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. You are not sure where you are going. You are not sure. You want to go to heaven. But you are not sure at all. Just lift your right hand. Thank you, brothers. I see your hand. God bless you. I see all their hands. Listen, do me another favor. If your hand is raised, come to the front. I want to pray with you. Come to the front. If your hand is raised, just come.
Bra.
Don't be shy at all.
Man,
don't mind your neighbor. Don't mind anybody at all. Just come, come, come to the front. Come to the front. Just come, come. Oh, clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Come all this way.
Come
all this way. Come all this way. Come all this way. Just come, just come. As they come,
the Pia will be out here, so the Pia will be a bra.
Give them your
once you are here this morning,
and
you are not sure.
Now, when you're sure,
this is your chance. Come, come this morning. Come. Oh, keep clapping as they come. Keep clapping as they come.
Bones, I'm a bro moment.
Keep clapping as they come.
Bones, I'm a bones, I'm a bro moment.
Come on to Jesus.
This is why Jesus came.
When to know Jesus by
that we might have the Son.
Say be a sabeka obano.
And he who has the Son has life, has eternal life. The Bible says that in our hearts we believe.
May
I believe? I've believed Jesus for many, many years. I believed in him 1982. Many, many years ago. Bible says we believe in our hearts.
Trust them, say,
then we confess with our mouths. Yeah,
they are not up here, that
is why we are standing here this afternoon. To confess with our mouths.
Yeah, they are not up here,
I want to lead in a prayer. This prayer, it must be your prayer. I'm just guiding you in the prayer. As you say these words, think about them. Understand the words you are saying. Because these words will change your life. I only lead you. But you will walk this path.
So
we'll pray in English first, then in tree. So I want to lead in this prayer. Please pray after me.
Dear Jesus,
I want everyone to say it clearly. Dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins, all the bad things I have done. Wash them away with your sacrifice, the blood that was shed on Calvary cross. Change my heart. Give me a new heart. One that will love you and serve you all my days from today until I die. Prepare a place for me in heaven by your side and write my name. My name is, say your name. My name is, write this name in the book of life so that forever I will belong to you. From today, I give my heart to Jesus. From today, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control. Take over. And I'll follow you everywhere. From today, I am born again. And Jesus is my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my best friend. And thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Amen.
Afiye mo empire e otwi kasem. Kase eradi e. Medawase enedei. Se mati wasem. Eradi anopei. Mesrewo se. Ode me boni nina ebecheme. Fa umoja deshe no. E ohro me boni nina. Ene anopei. Mesrewo se. Ube tro midin. Awo enkwa engomenim. Ene anopei mi bie makoma emuma wo na me gye utum sa oni Kristo nyame ba no Ewurade betsa makoma mu na bedin ne ewo mabra boso ene eden maye abode foforo ene madada ni nina atwem ene ma nina aye foforo Ewurade me dane mechi edima ewiase me di Yesu achi. Men nanti Yesu ahyɛde so. Ewurade boa me na mentumi ensom wo. Ɛwɔ honhom mu ɛne nokorɛ mu. Efiri nɛkrɔ me da wase sɛ wayɛ me foforɔ. Mɛyɛ Kristo ni mapa. Medi Kristo akyi. Me nkwa nna nyinaa me da wase wɔ ɔgyeɛ kɛseɛ sei a ɔde abrɛ me. Wo Yesu Kristo din mu ɛna mebɔ mpaeɛ. Amen.
Father, thank you so very much for everyone standing here this afternoon. Thank you for eternal life that is now our portion. We will live and not die. Thank you for salvation that has found us, that we will never walk in the ways of Satan again. Thank you for your grace that covers us. That even when we didn't deserve it, you still loved us. Now, Holy Spirit, mark everyone here as your very own. Put a mark on them in the spirit that every evil spirit will leave them alone. They belong to God. They are God's chosen people. And thank you that from today, our new life starts, it will not be the same again. Thank you so very much for this great salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed.
He called me back.